Jam-packed 4 hours here at Rosie on the House. This hour, we'll be wrapping up at 11 o'clock. We're talking about solar and all the confusion around that industry in Arizona, both between utility board elections for governing bodies that sit on the board, as well as what's going on at the Corporation Commission, what's going on with dark money, what's going on within out-of-state influence, what's going on down at the legislature. We're here to peel all that confusion back with Dan King from Harmon Solar. You confused about solar? Give us a ring and join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. I'm not in the solar industry. I'm in the home remodeling industry, which could be considered a sister industry. And I stay confused about your industry all the time.
Well, the easiest way to get unconfused is to just give us a call. We can obviously answer all those questions.
And what number would you like people to dial? And you operate in primarily Maricopa
County. Yeah, the greater Phoenix. Yeah, we do service more than that, but our primary market is the greater Phoenix metropolitan area. And I do think the landing page I gave out last time, I forgot a part of it. So if I could say that again.
Yeah.
It's harmonsolar.com. I think I forgot the .com. So harmonsolar.com/Rosie SRP discount. And that's the $500 discount. That's going to be good for people that
just
hit that page
weekend.
For this weekend. And we'll get back in touch with you next week.
And the point for that is many of the SRP customers have taken themselves out of the market because of the rate increase that was imposed a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. But now we're saying, folks, there's a way that now we can manage that rate increase in solar, and now solar becomes competitive and efficient for you in the SRP district.
Right, and the only caveat that I put on that would be, obviously, you have to own your home, which is, I always forget to say that, but that's kind of a given. You need to consume at least 20,000 kilowatt hours. I mean, solar can still save some money if it's less than that, but we find that
20,000
annually. 20,000 kilowatt hours.
Well, that's a pretty modest house.
Yeah. So people that are, if you know what your annual consumption of energy is, and if you don't know, you can still give us a call and we can help you find that information out. But
that's a big apartment or a very small house.
So it's a majority of probably the market in SRP. But once you start getting below that, the financials, the return doesn't necessarily, it's not quite as good. So
okay. All right, and we were talking about battery storage systems with Tesla. It sure is exciting to see those things coming to the forefront.
So exciting. That's going to be that third piece, right? You got the solar generation. You've got the load control or demand management a piece of it, and then storage so that you can save that energy and use it later, like we talked about earlier, at 8 o'clock at night. You can do that. So storage is available. It's still a little pricey, but you know that will come down over time as well.
Okay, we've got Lewis calling. We're going to bring him into the conversation. He's actually calling from Southern Arizona and wants to talk about TEP, which isn't an area you do a lot of work in, but let's see if we can answer his question.
I'll do my best.
Lewis.
Yes, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm down in Tucson, which makes Tucson Electric Power Company our provider.
Right.
And they right now seem to be petitioning the Corporation Commission for a rate increase to change their net metering pricing. And if that goes through, then that will totally do away with any profit, but any savings I had by putting solar panels on my house. And I'm just wondering, he was talking about SRP and their high rate of usage at a certain period of time, but is there anything in the works for Tucson, or will we be grandfathered if we got in before a certain time, or can you just help me with some of those things?
Good question.
Yeah, that you say that magic word grandfather. Mm-hmm. You know that is a big thing. It's a big topic that we're having with the utility companies right now. And you know the Corporation Commission, any existing Corporation Commission or current commission can't do something that could limit a future commission. So you can't say that you could never be affected, but historically to this date, grandfathering has always happened, and future commissions have left that alone. So the precedent has been set that if you've gone solar, whatever you are experiencing right now shouldn't be affected going down the road. We can't say that with 100% certainty because a future commission could change that, but they have yet up to this point ever go back in time and do that. So,
And it isn't just TEP that's going in front of the Corporation Commission. Virtually every utility right now is kind of preparing the case. I think the first two cases in front of the commission are actually from two fairly small electric co-ops down
in
Cochise
County.
Yeah,
Sulphur Springs and UNS Electric are going through that right now. So, okay. And there are a lot of conversations around rate structure, rate design, net metering. Those are all important.
And they're all looking at it. All right, let's run out from Tucson. Let's run out to Queen Creek and talk to Trevor. Good morning, Trevor. Let me introduce you to Dan King from Harmon Solar.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Quick question. I jumped in earlier and I heard about SRP and solar panels, and I already got solar on my house, but I hadn't heard about this regulator or governor.
Yeah, we'll call it a demand manager.
Okay, demand manager. Is that an add-on piece that I can...
It is something that you could add to an existing system. What we would want to look at there would be, even though moving forward, we're forced to live within the rate paradigm that they've given us, which is this demand rate, and save people money there. Your grandfathered on your existing rate structure may still provide you better savings. So we would just have to evaluate that. We could help you do that. And it may mean that you could go on this new rate and it would actually save you more money. We'd have to evaluate that for you.
But the rate plan makes a big difference as you're relating to which plan and how to modify it, how to install this equipment, how to regulate it. I call it a game. Is that fair?
That's okay.
It's a scientific game. But just at my house, which we haven't gone solar for the simple reason that we're going to be building a home, and I promise on the new home, we'll have a complete Harmon Solar system on it.
You heard that, everybody.
But 5 years ago, I kept my thermostat at the house at about 74, 75 degrees all through the summer. Mm-hmm. And we would be pumping electric bills of close to $600 with the swimming pool and the 2-3 air conditioners. You know, last August, record-setting heat in Arizona, same house on a different power plant, being smarter about how I buy energy, was under $300. So that goes to your argument. If we're buying it smart, cutting off the peaks, we're accomplishing exactly the same thing.
Yeah. No, it's you have to understand the rate plan that you're on, and obviously we can help people look at that and build a system that takes advantage of the rate structure that they're giving us.
Okay. And we talk a lot about the fact that not every home is ideal for solar. What are some of the considerations y'all look at?
I think the biggest thing is the roof space and what orientation it's facing. Obviously, if all of your roof space is facing north, you can still put solar there. It just isn't generating as much energy as if it's facing south. South and southwest, again, as we're looking to move that generation farther into the evening hours, a west-facing roof has some attractiveness to it, where, you know, before it was always just south-facing roofs.
Interesting. Okay.
Age of the roof, obviously, is super important. You know, if your roof is, you know, I don't know, 10 or 15 years old, you probably want to think about maybe redoing at least a portion that you're putting solar on, because we're going to be putting a bunch of holes up there.
And we'll be putting those panels on that shouldn't need to be touched or moved.
At least 20 years.
So you want a 20-year roof underneath your solar panels.
Yeah. So those are kind of the big things. You know, and obviously the consumption habits of the home as well. So we look at all of that. So
a free analysis done on site by contacting Harmon Solar.
Yeah.
Again, and you want them to contact you how?
Well, we got a couple ways. We got a phone number. That's 800-281-3189. And that landing page that we gave out for the SRP customers, you can always just go to harmonsolar.com, even if you're not SRP, and fill out a form and we'll contact you. But harmonsolar.com/RosieSRP discount for the $500 this weekend.
And again, we have Arizona homeowners that are listening to us from Nogales to Page, from Ehrenberg almost all the way to Sholo. So again, that's for the major Phoenix metropolitan area.
Yes.
Okay.
We actually have callers these days from farther away. This morning I took a call from New York and he asked about his sod and I said, what's your zip code? And I was like, well, where Arizona show. He was so flabbergasted. But I actually have a caller on now who's from Florida, and he's used to live here and has moved there, and he's just wondering, how does he find out someone in his area to be able to really tell him, is it, you know, they have a lot of sun as we do, but of course not as much. So if you were just a homeowner, Dan, and you wanted to figure that out, where would you go?
Wow. How do you search out your best solar suppliers?
I think just like you would here, right? Okay. You find a rosy company in Florida and seek out those people. Check the Better Business Bureau. Do your research. Maybe, you know, make sure that they don't have any complaints. If the, whatever the – here it's the Registrar of Contractors. Florida, I'm sure, has something similar to that.
I would tell you this, to get back to the topic of Arizona Solar, is – I think in the last time I checked, my directory for Florida contractors was about 60 members long. If I just know where this man is, I can give him the name of two or three people in the area, not solar people, but remodeling contractors that I trust. And so we'll backtrack the right solar guys that through that way.
So back to Arizona. Dan, what is the difference between mono and poly solar panels?
How they're, you know, they're made and the efficiency of them. Most of the panels that you see that are being installed are monocrystalline. I'm sorry, polycrystalline. They're not quite as efficient, but they're far less expensive typically. Okay. And the mono panels are a little more efficient, a little more expensive.
So somebody's asking what they should choose, I guess, here. And so is it worth the money to go to the other?
It's a case-by-case basis. Okay. Most of the time, you're going to have enough roof space that you can put the less expensive panels and save some money. You know, we look at it and try to offer the best return and the financial for the customer. And we typically find that that's the case with the polycrystalline or standard efficiency modules. We are a SunPower dealer here too, and those are the highest efficiency modules. And in some cases, those make sense. And paying a little extra, if you have limited roof space and you need to fit more, you know, power up there in a smaller space, that's where they come and they have an advantage.
You're packing more kilowatts into a smaller space. Area space, mm-hmm. So you're limited real estate up there, up where exposed to the sun. Mm-hmm. You go to the more expensive panel.
Yep.
There you go. All right, Dan King of Harmon Solar here, coming back right after this. To wrap up on any question you have about solar industry, and Dan and I will drive down deeper again, trying to eliminate the cloud of confusion that surrounds itself on this industry. You can eliminate that cloud simply by contacting Harmon Solar and get someone out to your house and just look that specific situation, your specific home, over detail by detail.